Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
2 down, 2 to go. Welcome into our third hour of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFMN.com, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, and we're pleased to be joined by LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Great to be on the show.
Can you update us on, I know you've spent some time with Vice President Mike Pence yesterday. How'd that go?
Very positive. It was great to have him on campus. The governor hosted it. We had a great meeting. These guys, they want the schools open. Education is first for our country. The best that we can provide them in health care, keeping them safe from the COVID, and play football. These guys were very positive about opening schools and playing football.
Now, you know, Coach O, when I look at it as far as direction, it does make a difference whether in the Big Ten, the SEC, you look at the Pac-12, the ACC, and the Big 12, and it just seems like, I mean, I don't know if you want to give an opinion on this, but it just seems like you have to have, I don't know, a czar, or the commissioner is the right word, like they have in the NFL, that you truly have that leader that to guide college football instead of conference to conference.
You know, Bobby, I think that's something that may pop up as far as because of the pandemic, of getting everybody together, just like the NFL does. I know I've been in some meetings where that's been suggested. I don't know where that's at, but I do know this. I do believe our commissioner, Greg Sankey, has been all for playing. He's been very very aggressive in getting us back to be able to work out. And I think he's done a fantastic job.
Now, Coach O, is it almost like that if you truly love football, whether it's high school, college, or professional football, that you have to be a responsible citizen? And understand, because this is a different animal. This is something that we never faced before. And that, you know, Commissioner Sankey, when he said there has to be more intent, more focus on heeding the guidance that's been providing as far as social distancing, and then on gathering, how you do as the youth of the country, whether it's face masks, hand sanitation. And you could do that right at a particular university, that being LSU. But with that being said, it just seems like if you love football, you have to take a lot of responsibility upon yourself as a citizen to get this game moving forward and to give us opportunity, whether there's fans or no fans, but to actually have a season.
I think I do believe that, Bobby. I think that especially in the South where we're spiking, we need to make a decision. We're going to wear a mask. We're going to follow the COVID protocol, then we can play football. I think if everybody stops going into gatherings without a mask or doing the things that they're not supposed to do, if everybody wants to play football, I think everybody ought to start abiding by the rules, and we're all going to play football, and everything's going to be fine.
LSU coach Ed Orgeron here on Sports Talk. And, Coach, you guys are scheduled as it stands right now to open against UTSA at home. And then later on, you're going to have Nicholls State at Death Valley. If those two schools don't get the opportunity to play you guys, have you thought about how devastating it might be to their programs for not being able to come in there and get a big payday, albeit playing football?
Sure, I'm sure that's in their budget. I'm sure that's probably will help other sports. Obviously, it's devastating. I've been to those small schools, and they count on this money. So, yes, it would be devastating to them.
Now, Coach O, because I know you pay attention to all aspects as far as getting recruits, whether it's out of high school or the JUCOs. I'm looking at the National Junior College Athletic Association. They say that they will not have a fall season, will instead attempt to play football and other sports in the spring. So when you talk about recruiting and a potential JUCO prospect, how do you evaluate that going forward? Because this is totally different than maybe when you go about that process with the JUCOs, considering the past, and it's going to be completely different this time around.
No question. And, you know, we do recruit the JUCOs, especially in the state of Mississippi and Texas and Kansas. They're really good to us. Arizona has a good system up there, California. But I do believe it's going to hurt them. What's going to happen is we're going to sign everybody in December and January, and they probably won't have any scholarships left for those guys.
Now, you know, Coach O, when you look at what is your take as far as – I know you want football. Don't you think we have to be flexible, though, if it's not traditional and it's not starting on time, that it might be a different type of season, whether you're going into the fall, winter, maybe into the new year in 2021. We don't know what's going to happen. But you can't say, oh, we didn't start on time, then it's over. Isn't it almost that you have to – it's a fluid situation and be flexible that whatever comes about, you have to be able to accept the challenge? I know that you're doing that with the Tigers and stuff, but to me that's across the board that this might be an unusual year and you just got to be flexible enough to be able to handle it.
Yeah, you got to deal with it because we're going to play. One way or another, I feel like we're going to play now. Whether it's the start of the season, whether it's not at the start of the season – whether they change the schedule, don't change the schedule, that's totally out of my hands. But I promise you this, these LSU Tigers are working hard. These coaches are working hard. We're focusing on a great season. Whatever they tell us, we're going to be ready to play. If it's September, we're going to be ready. If it's later, we're going to be ready. If they change the schedule, keep the schedule the same, that's out of my hands. But I know this, we're going to be in shape and ready to play.
Coach, will some of the things that have gone on with COVID-19 in terms of when you, if y'all do get back to practice and out of abundance of caution, would you guys maybe practice a little differently early on? Because the NFL is kind of weighing the option of will they have 11-on-11 at all during their training camps. Do you think that could happen with your program different? Will you have to change maybe the way you guys practice a little bit?
You know, our player-only practices are like that right now. You know, we're not going 11-on-11. Obviously, we're not going to do that. We're going to see when football school comes when we're allowed to go 11-on-11. I'm going to talk to what I do. I talk to the medical people. And they tell me, yeah, coach, you can do it or you can't. Or if the SEC tells us, hey, we don't want y'all going 11-on-11, we won't. But I'll follow the medical protocol, whatever they tell us.
Coach, you definitely are from down the bayou because you and Bobby say can't the same way. Can't. You can't.
Yeah, you can't. So
Bobby, give me a can't. Hold on, give me a can't, Bobby.
Yeah, well, you can't do it if they don't let you. You can't do
Coach
it.
Coach O, give me a can't.
Hey, you can't beat Bobby Jay's grandma's white beans, Miss Birdie, with bell pepper in it. You can't beat it.
Oh, Coach O, you remember those days when my grandma would bring, bought those white beans and those bell peppers and fried speckled trout and all that. I mean, come, when I think about that, it melts in my mouth. I mean, that might be a last meal kind of deal.
No question. It can't be that. No way.
Coach, thank you so much for the time. Anything that you want to add that we didn't ask you?
No, you know, hey, it's like Bobby said, this is a fluid time. It's a different time. I just want everybody to put your mask on, follow the rules, and let's play football. Let's get back to school. Let's get this state going.
I'm with you there, Coach. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, guys. No time.
Thanks, Coach O.
All right, we will step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.